I tried to convince Josh to actually play on his keyboard through his sermon, but he didn't think he could bring that together in a week. This is Josh Freitag, and he's going to be our final preacher for this morning. Let's pray for him. God, we give thanks for the many good works that you're doing in Josh's life, and we give thanks for his willingness to take this risk, and like his fellow students, to trust that your Spirit can and will work through him in our hearts this morning. And we trust that as well, God. Bless his words, bless his nerves, God. Bless all of us as your Spirit works. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Need some chapstick first. One of my students at Kumon will complete his work with super speed if you call him Dash from The Incredibles. Another sometimes comes in crying, but if you ask her how her stuffed animal Rocky is doing, she'll give you about 30 minutes of no tears in return. You should check in every so often on a third student, maybe crack a joke or two. His 3.5 hours at Kumon, nearly every day, take a toll on him. These are some of the things I've learned from my students during my time as a math instructor at Kumon Math and Reading. If some of you don't know about Kumon, Kumon is an independent educational program that provides both remedial aid for children struggling in school and also supplemental learning for children who want more rigor, or should I say whose parents want more rigor for them. I found myself working at Kumon my junior year after completing the math curriculum there, something I had started in first grade. I had the opportunity to give back my talents to the program that had helped me develop these very talents and to work with kids sitting where I had been for the past 10 years. At Kumon, I had to deal with many kids who were reluctant to be there, having already spent a full day at school. Some of them had a lot going on in their lives besides school. Oftentimes, they would simply refuse to do their work. Other times, there would be the odd student who, I kid you not, would stand up, scream, and just rip their packets in half. Some of them also just scribble on the top of the page, resist the establishment. You know. I gradually learned how to engage each child in their own unique way. Some kids need a little humor before starting their work. Others need a compliment, or maybe some sympathy for how hard their plus fives are. Whatever the case, a little effort to connect with these kids could go a long way in helping them progress. It's a lot like having to work with Pastor Matt, really. That's his line. He gave me permission, I promise. My experience at Kumon informed my choice of research for my senior project this past year. I elected to research how to optimize the impact of remedial aid on student outcomes. In more general terms, I was trying to figure out how children learn best and why. My thesis, derived from my experience of working with children, was that in order for academic and social growth to occur, there needs to be emotional connection and investment present. Of course, I had to do a bunch of research for this paper, and I supported this thesis with numerous studies and statistical data. But I think as we as Christians can actually find support for this idea, this necessity for connection with others to lift them up and help them in Scripture. In 1 Corinthians 9:19 through 23, Paul writes, "Though I am free and belong to no one, I have made myself a servant to everyone, to win as many as possible. To the Jews I became like a Jew, to win the Jews. To those under the law I became like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so as to win those under the law. To those not having the law, I became like one not having the law, though I am not free from God's law, but am under Christ's law, so as to win those not having the law. To the weak, I became weak, to win the weak. I have become all things to all people, so that by all possible means I might save some. I do this all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings." So what Paul is trying to say here, what he's talking about, is the freedom that comes from a life in Christ. While before we were slaves to sin, the freedom that comes with knowing of Christ allows us to choose what we want to be shackled to, what we choose to latch onto and connect with. Paul goes further and says he has used his freedom to become a servant to everyone, to become all things to all people, so that he might save them. Paul understood that in order to reach people, in order to allow Christ to work through us, we have to meet people where they are at, understanding who they are, where they come from, and what their unique individual needs are. My senior project had two parts, a research element and a volunteer element. For the volunteer component, I looked for a volunteer tutoring positions around Vancouver, and with the help of Julie Maurer and Matt, I obtained a one-on-one tutoring position with a sixth grader named Mariella at McLaughlin Mac Middle School, right down the road from here, a school that Columbia has a very strong presence in. I arranged to meet with her for an hour every Wednesday during the school day. Coming into this project, I didn't know what to expect, but I was sure I was prepared for my time at Kubon. I quickly discovered this year would be much more work than I originally thought. Mariella was approximately 5 years behind grade level in math, not much better in reading or writing, and seemingly lacked any motivation to improve. I was stunned at how anybody could have been allowed to fall so far behind by the school system. I made sure to start every session with some small talk. As I gradually learned more about her, I realized that her academic deficiencies had their roots in something more than just a learning disability. I learned about her unstable family life and her multiple siblings who had also struggled in school. One day, I showed up at MAC to find her in a serious conversation with her teacher. I was informed that she would be suspended after getting into trouble with some other kids in the bathroom. Maria told me that she might be switching schools. She said there was nothing for her at McLaughlin, nobody who would miss her if she left. For our session that day, I forewent the planned lesson and instead told her all the reasons she should stay at MAC, foremost of which was that there are people who are invested in her and her success there. I was in shock driving home later that day, trying to wrap my head around how tragic the whole situation was. There are thousands of children like Mariella around the country, around the world, whose entire lives are derailed beginning in these formative years. Kids who lack stability and consistency, who lack people that they know will always be there for them and are invested in their success. These kids are everywhere and are desperate for connection with somebody that cares for them. For my work at Kumon and McLaughlin, I know for sure they are in our community around us. And also from my work, I know that sometimes all it takes is cracking a joke to light up someone's day, to give someone hope. Other times it's as hard as coming to meet with someone who'd rather be anywhere else, day after day, week after week. But we have to be willing to reach out a hand in that personal way that Paul was talking about in 1 Corinthians, choosing to be shackled as servants to these people in order to help them. Paul preached the gospel with a fervor. He thought Jesus was returning any day. Sometimes it's easy for us to think that we have time. We can all be pretty sure that Jesus isn't going to be knocking on our doors tomorrow. But these people, people longing for connection, for empathy, for love, are all around us right now and have an immediate need. Maybe it's your coworker, your classmate, your student. Maybe it's your family member. So I invite you to look around, really look, and I promise you, you'll be surprised at the opportunities you'll find to engage yourself in the work of Christ, to open yourself up to others so that Christ may work through you. And that work, I promise you, will transform both them and yourself. Amen.